Funding for Haines State Trooper Post may be permanently moved to Bethel, and Haines School incentivizes retirement for longtime teachers. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. Things are not looking good for Haines Alaska State Trooper Post. AST Director Colonel James Cockrell intends to reassign Haines' one trooper position to Bethel. The decision isn't final yet, but the community conversation about how to handle the loss continued at a Public Safety Commission meeting this week. Colonel Cockrell says the level of crime in Western Alaska is the main reason to move funding for a Haines trooper to Bethel. In an email to KHNS, he said AST wants to assign the trooper to the Violent Offenders Unit in Bethel. Cockrell says the region served by the unit is, quote, plagued with a high rate of interpersonal violence. Cockrell says he hopes to make a final decision by next week. Haines still has a wildlife trooper, also known as a brown shirt, but his main focus is on enforcing hunting and fishing regulations. The blue shirt trooper job has been vacant since December. That's shifted more of a burden onto Haines police, who are responding to calls outside the town site that the blue shirt trooper would have covered before. The Public Safety Commission has been talking about how to deal with this for the past couple months. Here's Chair Jim Stanford at a meeting Tuesday.
The HPD is already responding to the outer borough. They've been doing it. The question is, how does the borough pay for this that's in a fair way?
Stanford drew up a list of four options. One, bill the state for outer borough law enforcement. Two, expand the police department borough-wide. Three, broaden the current borough-wide medical services area to include emergency police response. Or four, create a village public safety officer position, also known as a VPSO, to be stationed out the highway.
There's a lot of different feelings on this, and I don't know that I personally want to pick any one of these, because I think any borough-wide change in anything is going to require a vote of the people.
Instead of recommending one of those four options, the commission voted to send the list to the manager and assembly. The extra work caused by the vacant trooper post is happening while the Haines Police Department is already understaffed, according to Chief Heath Scott. The department was downsized a couple years ago from 5 to 4 officers, mainly due to state budget cuts. There's been significant turnover in the department since then. Scott has been on the job about 7 months, and he does not think the current setup is sustainable. He hopes to bring the department back up to 5 officers.
We've demonstrated to the public and to the Public Safety Committee that we're underfunded and under-resourced.
The police department's expenses were consistently over budget for the first 6 months of the current fiscal year. So Scott has asked the assembly for a budget amendment of $60,000. That amendment was introduced at the last assembly meeting and will go through 2 more public hearings. Scott says part of the overspending comes down to the amount of overtime the 4 officers have to put in. Commission Chair Jim Stanford made a motion to support Scott's request to restore staffing.
So this is just the Public Safety Commission itself showing confidence in our police chief with his recommendations.
The commission unanimously supported the motion. So the borough has 2 more financial questions to deal with: whether to increase the size of the police department and how to cover what looks to be a permanent loss in trooper service. The Haines School District is putting an incentive in place for longtime teachers to retire this year. It's one strategy to save money as the school faces a tight budget for the coming year. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
As the district puts next year's budget together, the administration is trying to decide where to make cuts to help offset what's anticipated to be an about $360,000 shortfall. They're also looking beyond the coming school year at long-term cost-saving measures. The board took action on one effort this week. They voted in favor of a resignation incentive option that would give certain teachers some extra money to retire at the end of this school year. It applies to teachers who have been in the district for 15 years or more and are on at least step 15 on the pay scale. That means their salary ranges between around $65,000 and $78,000. Here's School Board President Anne-Marie Palmieri.
These are teachers that are on the, you know, higher end of the pay scale because they've been with our district longer. And even though we do value longevity and their expertise, and, you know, if we can, you know, hire teachers at a lower salary, then there is a cost savings that could be realized there over time.
She said the last time the school turned to this program in 2011, two teachers chose to participate. This year, eight teachers are eligible. If any of them choose to retire this year, the district will pay a lump sum of $15,000 to teachers who have been in the district between 15 and just under 21 years. Those who have more than 21 years of local experience will receive $20,000. The school has set a cap at $75,000 total to spend on the incentive. That means not all eight eligible teachers would be able to participate. The board weighed the ups and downs of the plan. The upside is cost savings over time. The downside is losing valuable teachers. Here's Superintendent Tony Habra.
Major downside is loss of experienced personnel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we have some people who are been here a long time doing some great things, and as much as we understand the value of experience, there's also the cost.
Palmieri said that would mean extra training for new teachers.
We'd be hiring new staff, and so then there'd be a learning curve. Mm-hmm. You know, even if we hire experienced teachers, there's always a learning curve in the district, and so that would be, you know, more pressure on Renee to, you know, more time for Renee to work with those people so that they, you know, learn what our policies and procedures and philosophy.
She's referring to Principal Renee Martin. Martin said, though hiring a number of new staff members at once would be challenging, it's something the school has dealt with before. 10 new staff members were hired in 2015, and that included 6 new teachers.
We've done it. It's about, you know, even if we have the 1 or 2 extra days at the beginning of the new teacher contract for some onboarding, that still is such a cost savings. It's difficult, but I think we've been really working on our mentorship within the building. I think that if we had to reach out to the community for extra mentorship, I feel like our community is behind us.
And she said she doesn't think all 8 eligible teachers will want to retire this year. Immediate cost savings related to the program would likely be nominal, since there's the upfront cost of the incentive payments. The goal is to save money over time. The Skagway School implemented a similar program this school year. There, the option is available to teachers who've been employed with the Skagway School District for at least 10 consecutive years, on at least step 10 of the pay scale. Teachers who choose to participate will receive $18,000. Superintendent Josh Coffrin says there was interest in the program, but he wouldn't specify how many teachers have chosen to participate. Haines School Administration is also looking at cutting staff positions to save money. The superintendent announced this week that a music teacher position is on the chopping block, although he says the music program itself will not be diminished. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
One of the first bills to pass the Alaska Senate this winter has to do with wastewater on some of Alaska's ferries. Senate Bill 3 would reinstate an exemption for smaller passenger vessels, including some state ferries and smaller cruise ships, from state wastewater treatment requirements. Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman sponsored the bill and testified in front of the Senate Resources Committee this month.
If we were to require the Marine Highway to come into compliance without this exemption, what we're doing is facing a cost issue on ships that were frankly phasing out, the older ones, and then the newer ones is frankly a cost and a design issue.
Larger cruise ships are required to have an advanced wastewater system that treats effluent to a higher standard before discharge into the ocean. Some state ferries and smaller cruise ships that hold between 50 and 249 passengers have been exempt from that requirement. The boats still do some treatment of wastewater and are monitored by the State Department of Environmental Conservation. The exemption was in place from 2004 until January of 2016. However, DEC officials said the ships have been continuing to operate the same way for the past year. Stedman cited the state's fiscal crisis as a reason for not requiring the treatment equipment on ferries. The Senate approved the bill Friday, February 17th by a 16-2 vote, and it's being sent to the House and referred to Finance and Transportation Committees. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening.